All right, we need to have a little bit of fun now. Let's take out. Shut up, indeed.
Zip it.
Zip it, indeed. End of four, accented, an accented end. What a coincidence! So you guys are on C. We don't have any first baritones. Okay, so baritone two is on a G, baritone three is on the F, and contrabass is on the C. So let us hear the end of four in measure seven. End of four in measure seven. End of four in measure seven. So here, one and two and three and four, play, okay? One and two and three and four. And hold it out, hold it out. One and two and three and four. And then you have the run. Da ba da ba da. So you go. Same thing. Hold out. Hold it out after you play the end of four. Just sustain that note, except for the mellophones. One and two and three and four. Same thing. One. One and two and three and four. Now, this is really, I mean, you get the rhythm, the normal change. take the first, maybe 9, 10, and 11. 9, 10, and 11, 11 all phones here, too. You guys have the same rhythm here. Do, 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 okay? 1, 2, ready, go. They've got the pickups. You guys come in on 9. They come in after 3. You come right in on 1. Measure 9. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Measure 12 now. We all have the same rhythm, except mellophones just have a little twist on count 4. Do, 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 do. All of you have do, 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 do. Measure 12. Let's try that. 1, 2, 1, 2, measure 12. That's it. Do, 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 do. 1, 2, ready, go. Okay, we'll have the mellophone sustain that F. Then you guys come in what you have on the end of one, you're all on F there. And you guys will play your next note, which is F again, for just the way it worked out, second baritone, sorry. F again, baritone three is on the C, and tuba is on the F. So you get do, 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 and then over the bottom line. Do, 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 okay? One, two, one, two, ready, go. Only 30 seconds. So when you stopped and the people are watching you do nothing, the sopranos are going to break it out. They're going to break it out, and then you're going to join in and just get into it. Let's see if we can go from the beginning through to where we just stopped. One, two, one, two, three. Figure it out on your own. It's only 30 seconds. It just worked out that we got a lot of apps.
We're good.
But you know, rhythmically it's not that bad. You don't have a lot of a lot of challenge here, but it's an important part. So this worth working on?
Yeah.
Something that'd be fun, because I mean we did Sweet Caroline and we realized how it went over when we saw people that on Plymouth. And a lot of that parade, I was walking up near the color guard, and you guys were way behind me. It was color guard, then percussion, and then you guys. And when you guys started pointing, the people I was walking by started doing this. They were getting into it. And they're pointing at me as we get to their part. So good, so good. And I'm pointing back at them. So that went over. So those times when we're like stopped, and I know we did Worship Upon a Star in front of the Memorial Hall. Stop there. That's the time we can break out something like this. And I'm sure you're going to get, not only that, the kids will probably, I mean, my grandson's only four, but he just loves this tune. And, you know, all these people really involved. I think we can get them dancing. And this is how we market ourselves. You know, that's, a parade is the best way to market the group. And, you know, people, way more people see you in a parade than I'm going to see you in the hall that night. So that's what we really want to engage them. And I think the stuff that we're doing